Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Hand in hand, my mom and I walk along the colorful cobblestone streets of Antigua, Guatemala. I am 7 years old, and we are on our way to meet my mother, the mother I haven't seen in almost 7 years. As church bells chime, we hurry towards the bus terminal. My mom, my adoptive American mom, hired a searcher to find my Guatemalan birth mother. Today is the day I meet her. A few minutes later, we're standing across the street from the terminal as a bus pulls away from the curb. While the haze of exhaust dissipates, a woman approaches us. She has thick black hair and dramatic dark eyebrows. My carbon copy. She is the woman who gave me life. Face to face, instinctively, we move towards each other. Is this the bond of blood? Surprisingly, she feels nothing like a stranger or someone I have waited for my entire life. The interaction feels oddly natural. Hugging her feels familiar, like embracing an old friend. At lunch, I sit on her lap and we share a plate of chicken and rice. The translator interprets her words, but it doesn't take language to feel her love. Within the next few hours, I become an older brother, a younger brother, and an uncle to two. I also learn I hate plantains. I used to be afraid my mother might die before I met her, or that she worried where I was, if I was safe. I worried about her too. Like me, many adopted children grow up wondering who they look like, where they get their personalities from, their adoptive parents, or their birth parents. The questions are endless. Recently, the Guatemalan government launched a program through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and National Council of Adoption. This service provides Guatemalan adoptees access to a database of information about their biological roots. For adoptees, this is far more than just a computer search engine. It could provide answers to the endless list of questions. I hope more adoptees have the same opportunity to meet their birth mothers as I did. When we met, I got closure and answers to my questions. When we hugged goodbye, I knew she got closure too. With a Perspective, I'm Mateo Berger.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabracer, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.